Cubs and the Brewers on Tuesday. Before the game, some individual 2016 hardware for Mr. Rizzo and Hayward. Let's pick it up in the third, Milwaukee building on a 3-0 lead.
Son of former Major League pitcher Jeff Shaw. Out into left center. It'll one-hop the wall. Thames scores. Braun stops at third. A double for Shaw, his second of the game, 4-0.
Yeah, the whole package last year just not good for the big righty. Gave up 25 home runs.
Deep right, way back, and gone. Schwarber gets the Cubs on the board.
There you go. Well, the walk to the nine-hole hitter sets the table for Schwarber, and he delivers.
Two-run homer from Schwarber, and then Montero. Drive out into deep left. Schwarber will watch it go. Opposite field homer, Travis Shaw. He's 3-for-3. 7-4. Bounce toward the hole and into left. Two runs will score. Montero and Baez. It's a one-run ball game.
Have some tired arms out there.
Jay cracks one deep. It is off the wall. Almora to third. He'll head home. Jay to third. It's a triple and we're tied.
I wonder if you're smiling, Bryant, over your face and the other one facing me.
Gets away. Jay to the plate. Cubs lead. 8-7 on a wild pitch.
The Cubs take it 9-7 after once trailing 5-0. Though Eric Thames' home run streak ends at 5 games, he did record an extra base hit for an 8th straight game. Thames now has an 11-game hitting streak overall. It's been a rough start to the 2017 season for the Cubs' bullpen arms in particular, but they seem to find their groove in Tuesday's victory over Milwaukee. Here is Cubs skipper Joe Maddon.
We're going to be fine out there. We just, like I said, it's all about confidence. We just got to keep getting them out there as they get more successful innings, which they shall. Their confidence will come on up because they're really good. We have great arms. We're able to get both righties and lefties out. Guys complement one another to the point that if we get this going properly, that like one day could be stroked, the next day Rondon, give the guy the day off, not push him two in a row. That would be like the optimal situation. Tomorrow with the day off after that, we might see some repeats. But as we continue forward, I'd like to get to that point of bouncing guys back and forth. No surprise, and Wade was really good. I felt good. I really did the whole time. I didn't think Nelson was as sharp as we had seen him. I was looking at him more than our guys, you know. It was not unlike the game the other day when Pittsburgh took one away from us. It was very similar, actually. So looking at the starter there, and I thought he's really good, but we were on him. I mean, guys that had bad at-bats against him in Milwaukee were having good at-bats against him tonight. So I thought we were going to score some runs. And just it was a matter of when to get Anderson out and get Dunsing in and just try to calculate the number of innings and how many pitchers you got, how much you're going to have to push somebody out, when can you double switch, move it around, who do you want to keep in the game, all that stuff you have to try to figure out all of that in about the fourth inning. So Dunsing I thought was really good. I mean, the fly ball, you know, the fly balls are going out today, obviously. Shaw, Oppo, Homer, that was still a good pitch by Dunce. So up and down. I thought Grimmer was really good. Grimmer was good. CJ coming back is good. Rondon looks like he's – I mean, Ronnie's pitch count was only high because of that great at-bat by Santana. And he gets him out on the infamous backup slider. Had that ball actually broken, he probably would have fouled it off or hit it. It's the pitching coach that learns how to teach that pitch properly is going to make a zillion dollars. So it was a great at-bat on his part. Ronnie was actually very good. Beautiful player, man. He's the consummate pro. John Jay is, and they're both going to play. I mean, there should be a groundswell for both of them, actually. There should be this huge groundswell going on. They're both going to play. They're both going to get plenty of at-bats. They're both really important to us this season. You're going to see both of them tomorrow.
Cubs starter Brett Anderson certainly did not have his A game on Tuesday, as the veteran left-hander compared this start to his first start of the 2017 season.
Baseball is such a weird game because I thought my stuff overall today was better than the last outing, but the quality pitches that I did make today got hit, whereas last outing they were mishit or were an out and stuff. So, yeah, I felt overall my stuff was better today just based on those walks and strikeouts and whatever. But when I did make a decent pitch in the zone or, you know, fell behind and had to make a pitch, and it was hammered, which is a, you know, a testament to the Brewers right now because they have a good lineup and they're feeling it. But, you know, obviously can't give enough credit to our offense to come back. And, yeah, I think as far as, you know, fish hooking out of that one is probably one of the few starts where I've given up that many runs and have been on the positive side of it, which you never want to be. But, you know, all things considered, we'll take a win any way we can get it, at least right now.
After the Cubs erased a 5-0 deficit to eventually take the lead, they turned things over to the bullpen, and that crew got the job done. Here is Hector Rondon.
Last spring training and before that one, I would get a struggle in the spring training. And right now, I was coming to the season with different mentally. It's different when you come into the game, like tie game like today, like close game. And I think that helped me today, and we get a success today to win the game. Coming like at the stretch and put my hands down, I think that helped me a lot to get the angle to the home plate. But I'm still don't feel right with my mechanic. But I know that takes me a little bit more to feel way better, get my velocity back, and hopefully everything coming good.
Kyle Schwarber certainly does not need any help in the muscle and power department, but when the wind is blowing out at Wrigley Field, well, he certainly will not complain.
You know, obviously you see it when you walk in. You know, that's the first thing you check when you walk out for batting practice, if it's blowing in or if it's blowing out. And, you know, it might have an effect on some players, but, you know, I just want to go up there and stick with, what I want to do. We're not too worried about it. We're not hitting the panic button or anything. We're just, going out there. We're going to go play our game, and we're going to take the end result.
Starting for the second straight game, Miguel Montero was certainly seeming to find his rhythm as he went deep on Tuesday night. Here is the veteran catcher on his performance and the Cubs' 9-7 win.
Oh, definitely was huge. It's something that you got to, as a backup, you got to adjust to it. And, early on, it just timing-wise, it's a little bit, inconsistent. So playing yesterday and playing today kind of help out a little bit. But obviously, that's not excuses. Whenever I played, I got to do my best out there. And today worked out pretty good. Not only because I got three hits, because we were able to come back and they had a big lead going on and we were able to come back and win it.
Tommy Malone faces Kyle Hendricks coming up on Wednesday.